Now it's 7:30 and time is always for us to recall those dance band days with Alan Dow.
Thank you very much, Andrew, and good evening. In closing off our dance band day selection last week, I quite forgot to mention that this Monday would see one of our special editions, it being the first week of December, when we remember Jack Payne. The collection of records I have takes us from the 30s to the mid-40s, and we begin with a couple that recall Jack's BBC dance band. And by way of a bright starter, here's Make Yourself a Happiness Pie.
And a half of sunbeams, pour them into a deep blue sky. Add a couple of drops of love dreams, and make yourself a happiness pie. Take a spoonful of pleasant weather, any June day will qualify. Stir the mixture up all together, and make yourself a happiness pie. Remember 24 blackbirds, one day were baked into a pie. But just forget about the blackbirds with the bluebirds so close by. Have a filling of hugs and kisses with a sweetness to satisfy. For you don't know what love and bliss is till you make yourself a happiness pie.
Yourself a happiness pie. Indeed, through his 5:15 broadcast, that's what Jack Payne served up, and for that, his programs were deservedly highly popular. That recording was made in January 1931 with Jack himself the vocalist. The next record is from a couple of months later, and its production is quite interesting. On March the 3rd, the orchestra recorded 6 titles. The vocalists involved were Val Rosing for 4 of them, Jack himself sang one, and the other song, Rodgers and Hart's 10 Cents a Dance, required a lady vocalist, and Elsie Carlisle was invited to sing it. However, Jack and or Columbia Records were not satisfied, and so 3 weeks later, a second attempt was made with Ella Logan, the vocalist. Actually, they were the 3rd and 4th attempts, because Elsie Carlisle had had 2 goes. But still the recording was rejected. Then, on March the 31st, Elsie Carlisle came back for Take 5, and that was issued on Columbia CB249. But in the way these things happen, one or both of Elsie's first 2 efforts were also released on that same number. This, however, is the recording from March the 31st, Take 5, from the original 78, Rodgers and Hart's 10 Cents a Dance.
10 Cents a Dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, fancies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums. sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for their tickets and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbor of sweethearts my good luck has sent me. Though I've a chorus of elderly bones, stockings are porous with holes at the toes, I'm here till closing time. Dance and be merry.
Cents a Dance with Elsie Carlyle. Jack Payne's BBC band gave its last broadcast on March the 4th, 1932, but as the musicians were personally under contract to Jack, he was able to take them with him to record under the new contract with Imperial Records. As I've remarked before, it's not necessarily easy to find Imperials these days in pristine condition, but there are some, and this is certainly one of them.
While the stars are jiggling all around the moon. Oh, that kiss makes you dream of fairies. Then you hear canaries sing your favorite tune. What is love but the kisses you give and take? What is love but a helping of angel cake? Nights like this have a swell reaction. What's the big attraction? Ooh, that kiss. Thank you.
Kiss, one of Jack Payne's Imperial recordings from September 1932 with the voice of Jack's faithful and much-used singer, Billy Scott Coomber, who died in May last year at the age of 85. But there were one or two other vocalists at that time. Jack Plant recorded some titles, so did Les Allen before he joined Henry Hall. And there was Ronnie Ginarda. He recorded some of the ballad songs like Dinner at Eight, and from early 1934 onwards, when the band was recording for the Rex label, quite a variety of songs. Ballads, again, like It's Easy to Remember, but also more rhythmic numbers like One Way Street, and this one, where I think he's sort of doing a Nat Ganello.
Somewhere, got shiny shoes to slick my hair. Got to get myself a foot in there. Lulu's bag in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's bag in town.
Ronnie Ginarda. There are a fair number of listeners who regularly request Jack's comedy records, the early ones like Riding on a Camel, Fire, 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 and so on. As a rival show band to Jack Hilton, comedy songs which called for stage action were terribly important. Well, in the very next session after Lulu's Back in Town, Jack came up with one of his biggest comedy hits. This was in November 1935. Billy Scott Coomber, Jack himself, and others all get into the act. And Ronnie Ginarda at the end is into impressions again.
A nonsense song, no doubt you'll think it's weird. The words are either very new or else have grown a beard. The curate came on Saturday to our annual dinner, but when he took his knitting out, we shouted, Mr. Skinner.
Oh, you can't do that there, here. No, you can't do that there, here.
Anywhere else you can do that there, but you can't do that there, here.
Jimmy Longshot went to see Lord Tommy Tittlemouse. Of course, he was the honored guest and came to shoot the grouse. The fun was fast and furious when someone shouted, Jimmy, you've missed the grouse and gone and shot his lordship in the spinny.
Oh, you can't do that there, here. No, you can't do that there, here.
Anywhere else you can do that there, but you can't do that there, yeoman.
Pretty Gertie is 86. She's fit for anything. She got engaged last Wednesday week to dear old Dr. King. The other night, the old man said, I hope I don't intrude, dear. Let's hear again with tiddlywinks. She said, now don't be rude, dear.
Oh, you can't do that there, here. Oh, you can't do that there, here.
Anywhere else you can do that there, but you can't do that there, here.
You've heard of Guy Fawkes Day, of course, and now that wicked guy attempted on November 5 to blow the house sky high.
He said, oh, don't light Parliament, they're quite beyond endurance.
He lit his torch when someone said, hey, we ain't paid our insurance.
Oh, you can't do that there, here. No, you can't do that there, here. Anywhere else you can do that there, but you can't do that there, here.
We had a party at our house, a birthday one, of course. We'd everything, including track, with port and brandy sauce. Then Father sung a lovely song, the motto of it hurt you. The company said, thank you, Bob, but Barrett shouted, Gertie.
Oh, you can't do that there, here. No, you can't do that there, here.
Anywhere else I can do that there, but I can't do that there, here.
I used to be a baritone, on Ballot's posh I'd sing. But now I moan in monotone, and it don't mean nothing. I nurse the mind so soulfully upon the radio. Wa-da-da-dee-do, wa-da-da-dee-do, wa-da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-lo.
Oh, you can't do that there, here. No, you can't do that there, here.
Well, anywhere else I can do that there.
But you can't do that there, here.
With Jack Payne's cast of vocalist. Next, I suppose it's a cast of tunes. Among the band's regular features were the medleys, not only from shows, but review medleys of past and current numbers. As early as 1931, with the BBC Orchestra, Jack had selections like Tunes of the Times and a dance medley. In the Imperial days, in 1933, he recorded a retrospective review of previous successes. And here from September 1934, a further collection, which he introduces as follows.
Hello, everybody. This is Jack Payne speaking. We're going to give you a selection of some of the most popular songs we introduced to you when we were broadcasting to you every afternoon at 5:15. We played to you in 1931 called Jolly Good Company. And now for one of the biggest songs ever written, Good Night, Sweetheart. Popular comedy number of 1929, and incidentally, one of the first numbers we ever played on the stage. Give yourself a pat on the back.
Give yourself a pat on the back, pat on the back, pat on the back, and say to yourself, it's jolly good health, I've had a good day today. Yesterday was full of trouble and sorrow. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So give yourself a pat on the back, pat on the back, pat on the back, and say to yourself, it's jolly good health, I've had a good day today.
sure everyone remembers Ever So Goosey.
How do you feel when you marry your ideal? Ever so goosey, 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 goosey. How do you feel when the bells begin to peal? Ever so goosey, 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 goosey. Walking up the aisle in a kind of daze, do you get the wind up when the organ plays? How do you feel when the parson's done the deal? Ever so goosey, 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 goosey. Now all together, boys.
The more we are together, 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 oh, the more we are together, the merrier we'll be. For your friends are my friends, and my friends are your friends. So the more we are together, the merrier we'll be.
Tunes revived some happy memories. Cheerio, everybody.
Me getting in before Jack Payne? What about that? Well, that's looking back for you. And I, too, hope you've enjoyed this collection of Jack Payne recordings that we've assembled for this year's anniversary. The last two are from fairly recent request lists, and both from very faithful Dance Band Days listeners. Jack Payne's Rex Records, by the way, came to an end in November 1936, and he didn't return to the studios until October 1939, and then on the Decca label. His vocalists then included his wife-to-be, Peggy Cochran, Robert Ashley, Bernard Hunter, the ever-faithful Billy Scott Coomber, George Elric, and Billy Campbell, who's the vocalist on Walking Through Mockingbird Lane from April 1940 for friends T and M in Wolverhampton. To the BBC in 1940 as one of the resident orchestras then, and he was heavily engaged in broadcasts and stage presentations throughout the war. However, commercial recordings suffered. There was nothing after July 1940 until February 1945, and then for HMV, and from July of that year, comes this version of Billy Reid's The Gypsy for Cyril Shaw in Altrincham, Cheshire.
look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only believe the gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the gypsy that my lover is will come back to me someday.
Jack Payne's recording of The Gypsy with the voice of Jane Lee, ending this year's anniversary program to one of the most successful of show band leaders. After the news, we have big bands, but until then, just these few bars of Jack Payne's theme, Say It With Music.